America, switch to Omni Alpha. America, Houston, I have the morning news, if it's a convenient time.
Fire away, Gordo.
Okay, first of all, the weather, it's raining fairly heavily all night. There's a lot of water standing around. Temperatures here are in the high 50s, but it's supposed to get a little cooler tonight with a low in the 40s. I think you know how the Dallas Redskin game came out. Only thing additional mentioned here is that chances look good now that Washington and Dallas may meet in the rubber game for the National Conference representative in the Super Bowl. In the other pro game yesterday, a field goal by Don Cockcroft was the difference in a 26-24 win by Cleveland over rival Cincinnati. Other sports highlights. The Pittsburgh Steelers play the Oilers today in the Dome. Other big games see Atlanta at San Francisco, Green Bay at Minnesota, and Baltimore at Kansas City. Tennessee State beat Drake University in the Pioneer Bowl 29-7. And East Texas State beat Carson Newman in the NAIA football playoff. The Southwest Conference has pulled out of the U.S. Olympic Committee. Some college basketball scores. The Houston Cougars routed Xavier last night at Hoffman's Pavilion 114-73. And Rice downed George Washington 93-89. Gino, you'll be glad to hear Purdue ripped TCU 101-70. And it was Texas over Oklahoma State 86-66. And SMU over Oklahoma City 106-83. We couldn't find any score on Caltech, Jack, but switch to Omni Bravo, please. But one final score. Ron, Kansas lost to Iowa 69-56. The only thing new on the plane crash Friday in Chicago It's reported here that a plane apparently waved off because another plane was still on the assigned runway. The Democratic Party's stormy session in Washington saw the old guard Democrats apparently take back control of the party from pro-McGovern forces. Mrs. Jean Westwood was replaced as party chairman by Texas lawyer businessman Robert Strauss. Former President Truman appears to be more than holding his own at a hospital in Kansas City. There's a good chance the 88-year-old former chief executive may be taken off the critical list. There's been a one-day interruption in the secret peace talks between Dr. Henry Kissinger and Lee Duck To. The two conferred for over 3 hours yesterday. Both sides have agreed not to talk to newsmen on any substantive matters. In other news highlights, President Nixon has named Daniel Moynihan as U.S. ambassador to India. And Chilean President Allende has flown to Cuba to visit Fidel Castro. There's an interesting one. A 45-year-old pilot lost in the Arctic for 31 days has been found alive and well. Three companions were killed. And Soviet Party boss Leonid Brezhnev has delayed a scheduled visit to the U.S. It looks as if the visit may come in the fall rather than this coming spring. One last note, the news media says the flight of Apollo 17 is the smoothest on record so far. And I call that last one pretty accurate reporting. Over.
Thank you, Gordo. Appreciate the news. Sounds like things are still happening down there.
Got some more parochial news here. Go ahead.
I just want to tell you we're starting our waste dumps.
Okay. A little more parochial news. I have your oxygen consumable status here. Tank 1 is still running 4% below the line. The other two are right on the line. Really no news there. Same with the hydrogen. All three are essentially right on the pre-flight line. So.
Okay, that's the way we like to hear it. We'll bring all of it home if we can.
Okay. Like Omni Charlie, please.